You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for a Wednesday, coming your way here on KGYM. Welcome aboard. Scott Unash back with you after a couple days of R&R. Mark Dukes, safely 12 feet away, off to my right. Button's back. Great to have him back on the other side of the glass here today as we are at full strength. Coming your way, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here this afternoon on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Also, the stream, KGYMradio.com, the KGYM radio app as well. And do appreciate that and appreciate Buttons because he's going to help me out with something coming up here in the next couple of moments because I'm going to forget. So thank you, Buttons. Appreciate it. Thanks to Todd Brommelkamp as well for sitting in. It was going to be Buttons, and then Buttons was down. And then Todd stepped up and helped you out in the last couple of days as what happens per usual happened again. Strange things happen when I leave, and it happened again over the last weekend plus, if you will. Great to be back, though.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You as well as Buttons. It's tough to score shorthanded. But I think Todd and I made it happen the last couple of days and appreciate Todd's help in that regard. And back at full strength, that feels good.
It does. You can let us know what's on your mind on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 as we come your way on this Wednesday. Good show coming up for you. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will help me and you out there with your fantasy football advice. As Scott has lost his last couple, and Le'Veon Bell has been cut. So, hey, who knew? So we will talk with Chris Liss about your fantasy football team coming up. That is, of course, courtesy of Imon Communications, our official sponsor of all things fantasy sports and fantasy football here on KGYM. We'll do that in about a half hour or so, and we'll have a Bowling Night in America preview as well, and hoping things go as well tonight with me back in the lineup as they did last week without me in the lineup. So, gee, what'd I miss?
Yeah, the boys did quite well last week, and we'll get to that later on. While you were gone, the Chiefs got beat at home.
Can I?
Yes, please, share.
Can I start with that, please? The last three times I've been in the state of Missouri with the Kansas City Chiefs playing, they have lost. They have lost, including last year when I was there at Arrowhead to the Houston Texans in the regular season game, and then traveled down there this week, not at the game, but in the state, and then the Raiders blow in, and make the Chiefs look bad.
You should say Mike Mandersheid's Raiders. When I talked to Mike yesterday about the Marion Indians situation, he wanted me to let you know.
I've already heard from several of my Raider compatriots. I anticipate I will again tonight on the lanes. And you knew the streak would come to an end against the AFC West at some point. I didn't think it would happen at home, but it did, and now I am officially scared of both the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans after watching them last night. Tennessee's a good football team.
I think Buffalo is as well, but Tennessee just cruised in that game and overcame, at least for now, coronavirus issues within the program. Yeah, they were impressive.
Very good team. Vrabel can coach. Very good coach out there. And he was kind of one of the lesser folks as far as a former Patriot is concerned. Didn't get a whole lot of publicity, and he's probably, and well, he has done the best so far of all the people associated either as a coach or a former player with Bill Belichick. But Tennessee is a very, very good football team. Postponement today, college-wise, in a game that we were scheduled to bring you this weekend on KGYM. There will not be an LSU at Florida game this week. It has been postponed to December the 12th, the week ahead of the SEC and Championship Saturday. That due to the spike in COVID cases down in Gainesville after Dan Mullen said, let's bring everybody in to the swamp and let them watch LSU in Florida. Not sure exactly why that happened, but it happened, and now LSU in Florida will not happen.
A little more than a week before the Big Ten season begins, and that opens up all kinds of questions as to how the Big Ten will survive through this. With sporadic situations on different teams. And this game, I think, is going to be rescheduled later in the year.
December 12th.
I browsed through this story pretty quickly earlier on today. So there is that.
319-366-1600, the text line. Thank you, Cyclone Tim, who is a Scott guy. Yeah, it's me. I am back. 0558. We got a couple wrestling things here, and we're going to talk about the second issue brought up here, 0558, by the way. Happy birthday to Spencer Lee, who is 22 today. Happy birthday, Spencer. 1345 brings this up, and you and I talked earlier today. We are going to discuss this coming up before we talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Flow Wrestling was reporting that some council was going to vote to give winter athletes in college an extra year of eligibility. Is this true? And if it is, I personally don't support that because it will become such a mess. From what I've read, it is true and it is going to happen. And that happened yesterday, correct? Came down the line?
Yes, it's not official until the Division I council concludes its business today. But the council did vote to push that forward, unless there's some issues or pushback today. That is expected to be reality. It has all kinds of ramifications. Spencer Lee maybe being able to go for a fourth title in wrestling.
Perhaps.
Which Iowa and Iowa State, you and I basketball players, are likely to take advantage.
Drake, too. Don't forget Drake.
Of course.
Especially since they got Tucker DeVries.
Got young DeVries. Plucked him away from Oregon and Iowa State and others, but... Well, there's a good reason for that, since Daddy's head coach. But
and I feel good for the whole family. That's the way it should be.
He's a dandy player. But Jack Nungy. Let's talk about his situation. How many years would he be able to be on the Iowa campus? Six, seven? I have to do the math, but...
He may set a record because he... If this is going to be pushed through by the NCAA, this committee, Nungy technically would be a freshman this year again, correct?
I think so.
A redshirt freshman, because he would be a redshirt sophomore this year. And if he gains another year of eligibility, he would be going back to a freshman. Garza technically could come back in 2021-2022.
Sure.
Jordan Bohannon can come back in 2021-2022. Iowa could have basically the same basketball team the next 2 years. A lot of people could have the same basketball teams in the next couple of years. And I don't even think that's the biggest part of this. And if you'd like to comment, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. It's not so much this, Mark. It is the ramifications of what is going to happen with this, both financially for each school, especially the UNIs and the Drakes out there, because they are already hurting as far as their athletic financial situation is concerned. Now you have to pay more scholarship money. And let's think about the senior group of high schoolers this year. Unless they up the scholarships for 1 year as a blip on the radar and give sort of a waiver this year, the biggest losers out of all this are going to be the kids in the senior class of 2021 because the scholarships aren't going to be there to give these athletes because the Bohannons and the Garzas and whatnot have the opportunity to come back next year.
Yeah, I don't know if that will happen, but it's a possibility. And then what happens with the incoming recruits who have already committed to the various programs? And I don't know. I'm going to have to read more about this. I apologize that I haven't, but this has not been finalized. It's expected to be finalized today when the NCAA Division I Council completes its business. So I don't know that I agree with giving these kids an extra year of eligibility.
Basically,
why?
Especially if your team wasn't going to the NCAA tournament or the NIT or one of the lesser tournaments, or even if your team was going to the NCAA tournament, you're getting one extra year for basically what could have been one game
mm-hmm.
in the tournament or in the postseason or whatever the case may be. I know the conference tournaments, most of them in the Power Fives and whatnot, did not go off last year, but wrestling went through everything except for the tournaments. Basketball went through things except for the tournaments.
It might have as much to do with this year if certain players opt out of this season. It gives them an opportunity to come back. But, man, if you play, you played right up into the NCAA tournament or the Big Ten tournament last year and the conference tournaments, I should say.
Or but, Big 12 or whatever the case.
Whatever it may be. But, yeah, I mean, that's quite a gift.
Quite a gift and quite a bit of money being put out by these athletic departments. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in.
NCAA also visiting and expected to vote on the fact that one-time transfers, you'd be eligible immediately.
Correct.
And that,
which most of them are almost anyway
true,
now.
True.
Because they find a way to say that, oh, I left this school A to go to school B because of this happening in school A. And the vast majority are now becoming eligible immediately, so why not just make it that way and everybody gets a do-over? So I've changed my mind 180 on that. I was not a proponent of that, and now I am. So let it be.
Yeah, folks on the text line, okay, Iowa basketball team, what if the whole wrestling team decides to come back? Whoa.
That's not good news probably for the rest of the NCAA. 6429 also lets us know, yes, a couple pieces of news coming out today. The NCAA men's basketball tournament will be back to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines in 2023. And they do a very fine job of running things over in Des Moines, very much so. And yes, 1345, Dan Gable is going to be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Congratulations to Dan. Of course, they go on to say congratulations to the Cyclone at heart. I know Dan has a very soft spot for the Cyclones. I'm not sure Cyclone at heart is a completely true statement, but he's got a little Cyclone and some Hawkeye in him as well. So it's a win-win for everybody in the state of Iowa, right?
Well, I think so. And what a wonderful honor for Dan to get that award. That was announced earlier today. And that's left for just not many sports sports figures. I'd have to look at the list. But Gable said in a quote in the Des Moines Register, "To get an award like this, it's a lifetime achievement award. Not only for what you did, but for what you continue to do." People are texting me and calling me, and they're just like off the wall, as it should be.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Nationally, the NFL has moved a New Orleans Super Bowl from 2024 to 2025 due to Mardi Gras. You really don't want to pair Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl together. Buttons is even shaking his head. No, you do not want to do that. No, that would be a classic mistake by the National Football League. So very good on their part that they are going to be moving that. So, yeah, we'll see how that plays out. But it'll be much better than if you had both of those together because
yeah, that'd be a mess.
You know, as they said in Animal House, I don't need no drunken riots in my city. And that guarantees to be a drunken riot with everything going on. Just my 2 cents worth.
Did you hear the Marin Indians are going to be no longer?
I did hear that last night when I came back. It would be a bigger party, Cajun Troy says. All right, Troy. I'm just going to ask Troy to respond via the text line here. What would be bigger, Mardi Gras or the Super Bowl coming? I think it's still Mardi Gras. I think it's still going to be Mardi Gras.
Mm.
But Troy would know. Troy would know because she's probably been through both and, you know, God forbid if we had both of those at the same time. We'll see. Yes, I got back yesterday and read that about Marion.
Yeah, Todd and I and many listeners, texters, because we didn't have buttons aboard, but a very lively discussion about the Marion School Board's decision to do away with the Indians' nickname / mascot after this coming calendar or the sports season, which would be in July or early August, whichever comes first. But
we hope.
Yeah, we hope. But 7854 weighing in, the Marion Indians possibly changing the name makes no sense. Most people look at it as a way to honor the American Indian. Do they want American Indians forgotten? The people offended, parentheses, all three of them, are people that are waiting for something to be offended about. They have way too much time on their hands. Keep the Indians' nickname.
Well, I'll say this. I will say this, and there's no correct answer to this because it is a very sensitive subject. And I personally was really surprised by this when I read it. I reached out to you immediately and said, whoa, What happened when I was gone? I'll say this. There are people out there that are on both sides of the fence that are very offended by the fact that, much like the Redskins, much like Indians, Cleveland Indians, heck, even the Kansas City Chiefs, although the Chiefs did talk with local tribes and whatnot, they are not using headdresses, they're not using Indian logos, they're not using Native American, things like that. I will say that in 31 years of being here and covering the Metro, I have never had anyone come up to me ever and say they are offended by the Marion Indians. I thought this might be dealt with in a different way, but it's being dealt with in this way. And if that's the way it's going to be dealt with, then fine. Let's just find a very suitable replacement. And hopefully one that will be still relevant 20 years down the line. I like swamp foxes. That's grown on me.
Has it?
It has.
As I mentioned to you, I conversed with Marion Athletic Director Mike Mandelscheid yesterday. Yeah, he's a Raider fan. But I got the sense he's going to embrace it and make the best of it. And I was curious about the uniforms. You know this as well as anybody that he said 50% or more of their uniforms and whatnot just have Marion on them.
And they've gone Indians. To the M on the right. With their logo lately.
On the helmet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just kind of, I think, in maybe if not anticipation of this, at least to maybe move the discussion away from it.
Yeah, and there was an unscientific survey of 1,800 people that, and two-thirds wanted to keep the Marion Indians a nickname intact, but again, that was unscientific. Students, faculty, community members, whoever wanted to participate in the survey could do so, but two-thirds of the people said keep it. But I think the school board was influenced not only by these times, but a letter from the Meskwaki settlement who encouraged the school district to change the nickname. And so it shall be. And there's 9 other schools, Scott, that I saw that use the Indians' nickname.
Yes.
But there's also schools that use Braves and Chiefs and Savages. and midgets. We had addressed that with Scott Esterville yesterday. What's offensive is in the eye of the beholder, but Marion has made its decision, however popular or unpopular it may be. But as you know, Scott, this is an old school.
Yeah,
Marion. They've been fielding athletic teams for almost 100 years.
True. Very true. It's going to be much different next year. Let's just put it that way. Before we get to a break, by the way, speaking of Marion, this Friday night, of course, the first round of the high school football playoffs, and we'll have a couple games for you here on KGYM. 6:45, mark it down, earlier start time, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:45 for the pregames. 6:45 button, so please let our folks know. we will have a 107.5 FM as well as KGYM Radio app and the stream at KGYMRadio.com. It'll be Marion at Clear Creek Amana and a pair of WOMAC teams getting together. That will be at 6:45, 106.3 FM Friday night at 6:45. It'll be City High hosting Ottumwa in one of the four Class 4A games around the state of Iowa. So that is what we will have on our menu for the first round of games coming up this Friday night right here on KGYM.
Cajun Troy says Mardi Gras is going to be bigger.
I knew it. I knew it.
She says, I can only handle the weekend before Fat Tuesday. I stayed through Fat Tuesday once, and I was completely wasted.
Thanks for your candor.
And this is a professional talking.
This is a professional. Troy is a professional. And thank you very much for the reassurance on that. We're going to take a break, come back. I want to touch on one more thing before we get to Chrysalis of RotoWire.com. Baseball. And we'll talk about that when we return. Scott and Mark Buttons with you on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. More to come after this on KGYM.
Oh, look at this. The bar on Main Street is looking for a new bartender.
What are you doing?
Looking for a job.
Honey, just enjoy your retirement.
You know, I'd love to, but have you seen what Joni Ernst has been up to?
What do you mean?
Ernst voted to cut Medicare by almost $500 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, and Ernst supported a plan that would force us to pay $6,000 more a year out of our pockets for health care.
$6,000 more a year? For each of us?
Yep. The Wall Street Journal said the plan would, quote, essentially end Medicare.
But we've been paying into Medicare for years.
It's completely unfair. Plus, Ernst also voted to let insurance companies charge an age tax on us.
So even more money out of our pockets. You think the bar would hire me, too?
I think we might be better off voting against Joni Ernst.
Paid for by DSCC, DSCC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Time to refresh your space? Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help with impeccable, well-born cabinetry. The Alexander design team respects and can work with any budget. And in addition to stunning kitchens, they also create home offices, mudrooms, laundry rooms, bathrooms, even living rooms with built-ins. Design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4344 120th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Play your game with the first bet risk-free, up to $500, only at Elite Sportsbook. Just sign up for a new Elite Sportsbook account and make your first bet online. If it is graded as a loss, we will match it with a free bet up to $500. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for a list of casino locations and sign up today. You will always be in the game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Iowa's elections need you. We're looking for poll workers for the upcoming election who can assist with voter check-in and balloting to make Election Day a success in all 99 of Iowa's counties. Many employers offer paid time off if you help at a polling place. Even if yours doesn't, your county auditor will pay you for the time you spent training and working. Are you ready to do your part by doing more than just vote on Election Day? Fill out the form at pollworker.iowa.gov to get involved. Sponsored by the Iowa Secretary of State's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Welcome back to the gym class at 329. Chris Liss of rotowire.com, about 8 minutes away. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go. If you want to get them in early, we will field them. 319-366-1600. Yes, 1307, Washington Warriors. But Warriors for Washington, their mascot is a more of a Spartan-type warrior. Because I thought about that as well. 319-366-1600. Wanted to talk about some baseball here, Mark, because the Tampa Bay Rays are one game away from getting into the World Series. How about that? And making television executives at Fox nervous by the moment. We will have perhaps the final game of the American League Championship Series coming your way tonight at 7 o'clock on all four of our frequencies coming your way tonight. Again, that will get underway at 7:40 with the first pitch for that particular ball game. But if America doesn't know it by now, Tampa's got a really good team.
Rays had a really good regular season, such as it were, with 60 games and won that division over the Yankees. And just continuing to play very good baseball, and Houston was as well. And kind of on a mission, I thought, but down 3-0, that's a tough hole to dig out of. But Houston is capable, but winning four games in a row against the Rays, I don't see it.
I don't see it either against that bullpen and that pitching staff and those. They're fun, too. They're fun to watch. Margo, that play he made the other day, tumbling over the fence in foul territory to make
strong,
that catch.
Strong.
Wow. Pretty amazing stuff. And then America's team, the Atlanta Braves, have a chance to go up this afternoon in about an hour and a half, 3-0 over the heavily favored Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, it's not over as of yet, but boy, if the Braves win today, like you just said, with Tampa and with Houston, it's going to be awfully difficult for even a team of the ilk of the Dodgers to come back.
Yeah, it didn't bode well when the Dodgers lost game one, and then Kershaw scratched in his game two start, and the Braves took a fairly commanding lead, but to hand it to the Dodgers, scratched back and made it a very tight ball game at 8-7. So Dodgers in a must-win situation, I would think, tonight. We've got a poll question related to baseball today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, thanks to Steve Anderson.
Happy belated birthday, by the way, to Steve.
Indeed.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Yes.
I was gone, so I didn't get a chance to say that on the air.
Sana's celebrated senior night at Iowa City West, finally.
Yeah.
As the Trojans got back on the field. At any rate, will the Rays advance to the World Series tonight? Yes or no?
Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. And I like the – well, Greinke's going tonight to try to keep the Astros season alive and – you got to throw your best out there, and that's what the Astros are trying to do.
Yeah.
To go one inning, one game at a time, if you will. The other big story in baseball involves my Chicago White Sox, Mark.
Oh, Todd covered this yesterday.
What, Tony?
We didn't broach Tony La Russa. We had a great conversation with Cal Eldred, but neglected to ask about Tony, and maybe both Todd and I felt that it was a pie in the sky, and I still think it is, but what do you think?
They're apparently going to talk to him.
He was the White Sox manager another lifetime ago, was he not?
When I was in high school. Oh, that woke up Buttons. He's got a smile on his face. Wow, that's a long time ago, Scott. Yes, it is. 37 years ago. If you recall, Mark, and I know you do, being an aficionado of then the American League West, right?
Yes.
The Twins were in there. The White Sox were in there. The A's were in there. The Angels, all kinds of fun teams. Seven-team division. Tony La Russa led the Chicago White Sox to the unimaginable at the time, 1983 Western Division Championship.
Is that Lamar Hoyt?
Oh, yeah.
And that crew?
Dewey Lamar Hoyt, Bill Allman, Ron Kittle, Greg Luzinski. It was a fun team, good team. And they ran into Boddicker and the Orioles. And good pitching with Floyd Bannister and Richard Dotson and people like that. And Hoyt had a remarkable Cy Young season. He might not remember it, but he did. Yeah, that's an inside joke for baseball people, if you do know. Todd gets it. Todd right now is laughing in the sports office. Buttons is laughing. You weren't even born right then. Tony La Russa was the manager of that team. How in the world can the White Sox... I don't know why Tony La Russa would want to come back. I don't know why the White Sox would want to go in that direction. But apparently that is the direction that they are leaning at this point. I don't know if it's going to all... The dominoes are going to fall into place for it, but... Yes, Tony La Russa is a great baseball man. Yes, Tony La Russa is a great manager. Yes, Tony La Russa is a Hall of Famer. I haven't looked. How old is Tony La Russa?
76.
He is 76 years old. And I don't want to be that, you know, a guy that says, oh, you know, someone of that age cannot do the job or whatever the case may be. I think Tony La Russa could, but I just don't understand why Tony would want to come back.
He hasn't managed in 10 years.
No. To me, it's not the right move to make. I feel bad for Renteria because now this is twice he's kind of had the rug pulled from underneath him. Now, I will say that a lot of this was based on the fact that that last week of the season did not go well. And I know Rick Hahn did say in his news conference that had nothing to do with it.
Well, your pitching coach is adios as well.
Donnie Cooper. Well, after about 312 years, I'm okay with it. Don is terrific, and I wish him nothing but the best. But it was pretty unprecedented how long he was there. And I told you when Renteria made that move to Rodon in that game against Cleveland, I said, that's maybe the beginning of the end. And it was for the season and it was for Renteria and others. So I don't know who they should get. A lot of people have said Hinch. I don't know if you want to go down that road 2 years removed from trash can banging and things like that.
Yeah, they're not going Ozzie Guillen.
I can't see that either. I can't see that either because that's
White Sox are on record. They want somebody with postseason experience at the helm.
Right.
I mean, few better than La Russa, but
that was a century ago.
76, and he won with three different franchises. You can't really argue with his success, but
why would you want to come back? And possibly taint your record.
Perhaps they're going to pick his brain and see what his recommendation would be. I don't know.
Great. We'll have a Cardinals catcher, former Cardinal catcher, coming your way to the south side of Chicago at any moment. No, we'll see. Nothing wrong with the Cardinals, by the way. Nothing wrong with the Cardinals. 319-366-1600. Wanted to get that through. We're going to take a break. Come back. Chris Liss of rotowire.com set to join us. And we're going to talk fantasy football when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Hey, how come nobody else's leaves are out?
Leaf vacuums? Delayed, buddy.
How do you guys know all this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com, especially this fall. With all the debris collection, you'll find out about any delays or schedule changes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
To those who love the grind, run with us on a John Deere Gator UV. Because your daily routine may change, but the land stays the same. There's still ground to cover and a herd to keep in line. Out here, the work never stops. So keep going on a Gator UV with the power to forge ahead. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
City Tractor is your John Deere lawn and turf headquarters in the corridor. Visit us online or in store at 645 Penn Court in North Liberty.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
After falling to the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1982 NBA Finals, the 76ers needed to find the right player to build the ultimate winning team. In September of 82, they acquired restricted free agent Moses Malone. They went on to rack up a 65-17 regular season record and followed that up with a 12-1 postseason record. Malone won the regular season and NBA Finals MVP award.
Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Picking up an online order? No problem. It'll just be a moment. You know, we've got more convenient ways to shop besides our same-day store pickup. You can also shop from your car with our free curbside pickup. Or you can even shop completely from home with our free next-day delivery. Just order by 10 p.m. on AutoZone.com. Getting the job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
3:41, back with you. We're talking dogs here in the studio. As we welcome you back to the gym class here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Yes, Cyclone Tim, your Reds gave the Braves a better run than the Marlins and the Dodgers so far. 13 only because they went 13 innings in the first game before somebody scored a run. But yes, I point well taken, Cyclone Tim.
Speaking of dogs, last time we talked to Chris Liss was his dog had a little issue while we were on the air.
True. Very true. We're going to talk to Chris. Your questions welcome for Chris at 319-366-1600. Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Mm-hmm. Joining us right now, his appearance is brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all fantasy football right here on KGYM. Don't hear the dog in the background today, Chris.
He's sleeping on my lap right now. He's quiet. Yep.
Aww.
So someone's got to put the kid to bed, and then you know I get the dog. So, and that's how it goes.
Very good. Very good. The big story yesterday, besides the fact Tennessee's really good, Le'Veon Bell is not a Jet anymore. You think it's just a matter of days till he hooks up with another team, or is he going to be in the sideline for a while?
I think he'll sign. I mean, he's 28. He got in good shape. He had a year off a couple of years ago. I think someone will sign him. You know, I think the Bears are a team that needs a pass catching back, and it's not like David Montgomery's that good. There's probably a few other teams that might sign him. I don't think the Giants would because they're not really a contender. But then again, Dallas is 2-3 and almost lost to the Giants in Dallas last week, so maybe they are a contender in that division. There's probably a couple teams that could use him, and even the Chiefs. I mean. You know, they don't have Damian Williams this year. They're supposed to have, and Darrell Williams is kind of he's there in third downs, but he's not a great receiver. Bell's a better receiver, so I think he'll sign. I mean, he's already being paid by the Jets, so he'll sign cheaply. So I think a team will pick him up.
He is not an offensive lineman, so the Chiefs do not need him. They need offensive linemen at this point in real big letters. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's also true.
$36.95 on our text line, which is 319-366-1600. If you have a question for Chris, $36.95 is in a super flex league, Chris. It needs two out of these three, Brady, Rodgers, or Lamar Jackson.
That's bragging, by the way.
I mean, yeah, he's too much. I think I would, you know, you're going to take Lamar Jackson. I think that's just a given. And then Brady or Rodgers, they're playing each other. I guess I got to go Rodgers. I mean, he's just been more productive. It's in Tampa, but give me Rodgers.
Tell the folks what a Superflex league is.
Superflex is where you have a flex spot, which is running back, receiver, or tight end, but then you get another flex spot where you can also put a quarterback. So it's essentially a two-quarterback league because quarterbacks are so much more consistent and score so much more than the other positions that in that second flex, that super flex spot, you're almost certainly going to want to have a quarterback. So it ends up being like a two-quarterback league, and then even like scrubby quarterbacks, I mean, you know, if a quarterback gets a job, people are picking up Joe Flacco, if he's, you know, because he's playing this week, they're like, hey, he'll get me 16 points. It's better than the wide receiver I could have got off the waiver wire.
True. 319-366-1600 as Chris joins us courtesy of I'm On Communications. Matt, the Michigan fan, weighing in a PPR league. Running back two, the aforementioned David Montgomery or Joe Mixon. And do you start the other guy in a flex spot over Juju Smith-Schuster or Justin Jefferson? Also, is CeeDee Lamb just as dangerous without Dak?
Too many. I like CeeDee Lamb. I don't know if he's as dangerous, but I still think he's dangerous. I've already lost track of all of these. I think I would start Mixon over Montgomery. And then whether or not I'd start Juju or Montgomery, that's kind of a toss-up in full PPR. I guess I'll go Juju.
Or Justin Jefferson.
Oh, I think I'll go Juju, although against the Falcons. Maybe I'll go Justin Jefferson. But that's really just a kind of a coin flip between those two.
Raise your hand if you were dumb enough to cut Justin Jefferson after the second week. Me and Buttons both did.
You know, it's tough with these rookie receivers. Like, they're quiet for a couple of weeks, and you think, okay, I guess that didn't pan out. And then, boom, he explodes. Look at Irv Smith with the Vikings. He did nothing until this last week. And I thought Irv Smith was going to have a big part of the offense, and maybe he will. But what do you do when a guy who's not established has three or four quiet weeks? I mean, you can't hang on to him forever. So it happens.
What's the waiver activity been for Andy Dalton?
People are picking him up. I mean, Dallas still has bad defense. They're going to throw a lot. They like to throw near the goal line. They still have great receivers. And Dalton, you know, he's not Joe Flacco. He's somewhat competent. The offensive line isn't very good. He's not as good as Dak, but I think Dalton can be like a top 15, maybe even top 12 QB.
I don't know. I can't recall, Chris, whether you're a big Carr fan, but man, he had a great game against the Chiefs.
Hey.
He did.
Yeah, they did. I'm not a Carr fan. I think Carr is fundamentally doomed to mediocrity because he's not a scrambler. And he's just a decent pocket passer. He's not a great pocket passer. In this day and age where you have guys like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and guys who can really scramble and kill you and make plays, even Daniel Jones or Carson Wentz or Joe Burrow, to be Derek Carr, you have to be so good. You got to be one of the old-school Brady, Breeze types, and he's not. And so I don't think he's good, but I have to say the Raiders kicked the crap out of the Chiefs. I had the Chiefs in Survivor. And I was annoyed because Tyreek Hill got interfered with and a couple things in the first half. But in the second half, it was 24-24, and the Raiders just took it to them. I mean, they just beat them. And I was super annoyed by that, but it was a fact.
You were annoyed. 1287 asks a trade question. Jared Cook,
yeah.
And Daryl Henderson Jr. for Kittle. Good deal?
Of course, if I could get Kittle, I'd way rather have Kittle than those two guys.
I would agree.
John in Columbus Junction is in a standard league and needs two of the following, Chris. Two. Jarvis Landry, Deebo Samuel, CeeDee Lamb, Calvin Ridley.
Give me Ridley and Lamb.
Samuel's starting to get back into the offense a little bit for the 49ers, but not quite there yet.
I have him in a couple of leagues, but Garoppolo's iffy, and if you know he plays, he's really himself. And then, you know, Ayuk's there, and Deebo's coming off the injury. I need to see Deebo Samuel get like 11 targets, 8 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown, and I'll be like, okay, I'll use him again.
Chris, what kind of upside, if any, do you see in Justin Herbert?
Long term, a ton. even the short term, he's good. He had, you know, what, 4 touchdowns last week. I don't know who he reminds me of, Ben Roethlisberger, Marino. I mean, the guy just swings the ball down the field effortlessly. And he actually ran a 4.68, which is really fast for a quarterback. He's faster than Dak. He's faster than Josh Allen. And he's 6'6", and he just stands there in the pocket and finds guys down the field. And so he looks like a budding star. I mean, everyone's surprised because even the Chargers didn't know. They thought he wasn't ready, but he seems more than ready.
I'm with you. I thought it was kind of a mistake. I was not a big fan of Herbert coming out of Oregon. I thought the Chargers may have made a mistake, and now I'm a little bit nervous about the fact that he's going to be piloting the Chargers for quite a while.
Well, you got Pat Mahomes, Scott. You got to give some other teams a chance. You can't be like, you know, so greedy. Like, oh no, the Chargers got a good quarterback. You have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time on your team. So you got to be, you know, don't be so stingy with the rest of the division.
With nobody blocking for him, I'm blocking for him right now. One of the guard positions.
No, it was the Raiders just, I mean, it was really bad, the offensive line. I couldn't believe it. It was like he was running for his life. He made some crazy, like, across his body throws and insane plays. But, you know, as good as he is, yeah, you do need someone to block for you.
Yeah. 1433 sounds like a follower of yours, Chris, wants to know, do you have a strategy for the daily fantasy tournaments that he likes?
So I'm not a big DFS player, but from what I've read and what I know about game theory, the way to do it is to put a really bad lineup in that's very correlated with itself and then hope something weird happens. So let's say like you have a game like Giants, you know, football team, and you're in a giant tournament with, you know, 1 million people to win $1 million or whatever, 50,000 people are in or whatever, and you stack like Daniel Jones and Darius Slayton, and, you know, I don't like Evan Ingram. And then on the other side of that, you stack, you know, Terry McLaurin and, you know, and Antonio Gibson or whatever. And that game randomly ends up being, you know, 37-34, which any game can be, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be the one with the highest total. Well, all the other people that stack the Viking Falcons and all the high-scoring games, they, you know, you're the only one that has all these players that go crazy. Now, most likely you're going to have the worst team. You're going to have a bad team. It doesn't have to be Giants. I'm not saying Giants football team is the one to do. Pick a mid-level game, a game with a total of like 47 or 48, not one of the really high-flying ones, and get a lot of players from that if you're going to do a big tournament, because other people won't have those players. So you're probably going to have a bad score, but if the games are weird, you could win the whole thing. That's the way I would do it.
Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us for a few more minutes here. If you have a question, let us know at 319-366-1600 as Chris joins us each Wednesday, courtesy of Imon Communications. I'm just going to I should just text you on Fridays and say, Chris, I have these 4 running backs. They're not changing because I picked the wrong 2 each and every week, and it happened again this weekend with Henderson and Edmonds going off, and Connor and Le'Veon Bell doing absolutely nothing. So I'm just going to just do that each Friday, okay? Is that a deal?
It's fine, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to help you because I had Henderson on my bench also, and I start for him. Laviska Shenault, he did okay in the flex. But it's incredibly annoying the way the Rams – there's just no rhyme or reason to when they use Henderson. They won't use him, and they'll have a good game. And so, you know, it just shows that when you have the Daryl Hendersons or Ronald Joneses of the world, guys who are good, but they don't have the job. They're not the guy, that you're just sort of hoping the coach plays ball with you. But when you have, you know, a healthy Dalvin Cook or Zeke Elliott or someone like that, you know he's the guy. And it's not that any random running back can't be good. It's just that you're subject to the whims of the coach. And it's one of the worst parts of fantasy football is just trying to guess, read somebody's mind that really doesn't care about your fantasy football team.
Chase Claypool, what do you expect going forward after a big weekend?
I think he's going to be involved. You know, this guy is 6'4", 238, and runs a 4.42, which is just like, you know, it's just a freak of nature. I mean, he's bigger than, he's heavier than Mike Evans, and he's faster. So he's going to be involved, but they have Deontay Johnson if he comes back from the toe injury, which I think he will. It's Juju's there. James Washington's there. So don't expect huge volume, but he looks like a real player, and I think Pittsburgh's going to keep him involved.
Yeah. Steelers look good. Tennessee looks good. Buffalo looked good until last night in the second half. Chiefs got to get some line.
The Ravens. The AFC is tough.
The AFC is loaded. Loaded. So, and the NFC, Packers are playing really, really well. And
well, once the Bears get
Le'Veon Bell.
Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell for Trubisky, as yes. Chris suggested, perhaps tongue-in-cheek.
That was a joke.
I know.
I just like to dunk on Darnold all the time because I'm a Giants fan. But I'm like, who says no, Trubisky and Bell and Darnold for Trubisky?
You had such a chance. You had such a chance to beat the Cowboys on the road, and it just came up short.
It was very annoying. It was a horrible Sunday. I lost to Chiefs Survivor, so I'm out. You know, that was $100, but there's like people who were out. Like I could have won $3,000, lost that. Then I lost my high stakes fantasy football league, only because I lost by 8 because Dak got hurt. Lost Dak for the year. Dak was best player on 2 of my teams, the highest stakes teams. The Giants lose to the Cowboys. The Yankees got knocked out on Friday night. And then the Lakers, who I hate, won the championship, and I have a $100 bet under 4 career titles for LeBron that I made like his 5th year in Cleveland when he hadn't won any. So now I had to pay that too. So it was a horrible weekend for me of sports.
Even your dog was sad, I'm sure.
The dog, yes. It's my only friend left now.
By the way, the Giants, that fake field goal was a thing of beauty, and that and then that lineman just wasn't set, and that was the greatest play of Sunday.
And by the way, I would have won that high-stakes matchup if Slayton's touchdown counts also that got called back on the pick play. That was another thing. It was honestly the worst Sunday I've had, and I don't know how long.
It'll change. It'll change this week. And tell us about rotowire.com real quick.
Rotowire.com/trial is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. You get all of our start sit questions. You get all of our who to pick up. Which guys are on the waiver wire that you need, who you should look for, all the weekly rankings, all of our season-long cheat sheets, rotowire.com/trial. Again, totally free for 10 days. You don't need a credit card.
Yeah, we check it out. It's very, very useful, very, very good. All right, better luck this weekend for everybody. Chris, we'll talk next week.
Thanks. You too, guys. Take care.
Chris Liss of rotowire.com joining us each Wednesday. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. It is 3:56, a quick break. Bowling Night in America preview when we come back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. That means you can get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of your Superstart battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Back with you to preview Bowling Night in America. And this preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Tom, the entire staff there doing a fabulous job of keeping bowling going during our COVID situation here. And tonight, we take on one of the biggies, one of the blue bloods, if you will, Mark. I believe. I double-checked.
No question about it. Durline Scale, which has won the league multiple times and most often contends That's the opponent tonight, but the Rusty Nails coming off a big, big week last week.
A 25.5 to 4.5 win that I had nothing to do with.
Let's do it again. We'll see what happens. Scott back in the rotation, and hopefully keep it up tonight against the very, very tough team, and we'll let you know how it goes tomorrow. Different situation out at May City these days with COVID and whatnot. Tom and his crew trying to make it work. So give him a call, 362-0136. You can also visit the website, check out the pro shop. Andy Dirk's doing a great job there. It's MayCityBullCR.com, and good luck.
Indeed, and we'll let you know how it goes. And we'll let everybody know how it goes tomorrow. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next, and they have for you a chance to win some crowd-pleasing drink being given away by Cedar Ridge Iowa Bourbon all this week. You can get more information at KGYMRadio.com. We all know that the fall drink of choice is a pumpkin spice latte, but if you tried a Cedar Ridge Bourbon apple cider, more on that coming up with Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM.